Mishnah says, and that tzadites amid beis v'lo yifchasu lo me'arba koso shel yayin v'afilu min atamchi, that the gabay tzedaka are not supposed to give to the anisha b'Yisrael less than dalat koso shel yayin. Everyone, every member of Klal Yisrael has to have dalat koso shel yayin v'afilu min atamchi. We discussed what each comment of this section of the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Chidushim about the gabay tzedaka not leaving out the ani. And even the ani himself, if the gabay tzedaka doesn't give him, he has to be mocher's ksuso, shol al apsochim, he has to collect tzedaka for it. Dalat kosos is a mitzvah that's mechayev each and every individual to try to be part of this mitzvah, to try to be mechayev the mitzvah, even if it's difficult, even if he doesn't have any money. So Tosfos picks up on this line, and he makes a fundamental statement. Let's see Tosfos together. Lo yivchasu lo me'arba kosos. Mitocha loshen says Tosfos, mashmak tzah she'ein nosten levana v'levnei veso ki'im la'atzma. V'hu motzias kulam b'shalom. What's the loshen of the Mishnah? V'lo yivchasu lo me'arba kosos shel yayin. V'lo yivchasu lo, they shouldn't give him less than dalat kosos. What do you mean him? They shouldn't give his mishpacha. They shouldn't give everyone in the mishpacha. Why is it only the ani? Why are we picking on the ani? I know he's the balabayis, but why dafka the ani? It should say v'lo yifchasu lo ulemishpachto lo ulebnei beiso me'arba koso shayayin v'afilu min atamchi. The Mishnah is picking on the ani himself. So why? So it says Tosfos, it sounds like only the ani is getting dalat kosos. Now I know it might be a difficult thing to do. Yeah, he has to be shol al apsochim mochers ksuso. But if everyone needs it, so then he has to collect tzedakah for the ganze mishpacha. It's not just for him. Why does the Mishnah pick on the ani and not mention everyone else? The gabay tzedakah is supposed to give everyone, not just the ani himself. So says Tosfos, it sounds like the ani is the only one who's getting dalat kosos. Aye, so what are the other people going to do? Hu motzias kulam b'shalo. He's motzi them in the dalat kosos. Husvaru, says Tosfos, the Mishnah arba kosos mikiddush de kol hashana shech motzias kulam. He says it's not such a chiddush, it's a davar pasha, it's a svara like that. What, in kiddush, does everyone make kiddush? I know some have the minig that all the sons in the home make kiddush by themselves, but there are many places where, many homes where you don't have everyone making kiddush. The balabais makes kiddush for everyone. So if in kiddush of kol hashana, it's enough for the balabais to make kiddush for everyone. So why in dalat kosos isn't it enough for one person to make the bracha? That'd be motzi everyone. That's Tosfos' line. And this is Tosfos' chiddush. Tosfos says it's a svara that for dalat kosos, it's sufficient that one person in the home has dalat kosos, he makes the bracha, and everyone hears the bracha, and they yotze from that individual, and they don't need dalat kosos themselves. How are they yotze? What's the principle that allows them to be yotze dalat kosos? Shomei HaKohanah. This is the old principle that we have in Mitzvah Shebedibur, that Shomei HaKohanah. If Shomei HaKohanah works by kiddush, why shouldn't it work by dalat kosos? This is Tosfos' comment, the very famous comment of Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Tesam in Beis Himsachim. This is the beginning of Tosfos. But then Tosfos continues and pilples about this. He's not sure whether you can be yotze dalat kosos with someone else's bracha, or maybe it's necessary for each individual to have dalat kosos. In the end, Tosfos brings a raya. You get to the end of Tosfos, he says, Umiyu b'gemara mashma shetzar kol echad arba kosos. Three lines before the end of Tosfos. From the Gemara, it sounds like every person needs dalat kosos. Diktoni akol chayavim barba kosos, echad noshim ve'echad tinokos. The Braisa says that everyone's chayavim dalat kosos, echad noshim, echad tinokos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda matoelis l'tinokos b'yayin. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama, he says, what are you talking about? The tinokos require dalat kosos. What's the purpose of the tinokos b'yayin? Obviously, we're talking about tinokos shehigil l'chinach, ktanim shehigil l'chinach. So the Tanakhama says ktanim shehigil l'chinach achayv and dalat kosos. Rabbi Yehuda says matoelis l'tinokos b'yayin. So what's going on? What's the machlokas? It says those is mashmad l'tanakhama tzorach kos af l'tinokos. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the goal? What's the purpose of yayin for tinokos? What, the ktanim like yayin? They don't like yayin. It's not what they do. It's not shaykh that they would be chinuch for them. Chinuch means that they get a tam from the yayin. They appreciate the yayin. But tinokos don't get a tam from the yayin. So what's the goal? Rabbi Yehuda says the chinuch of dalat kosos doesn't apply to ketanim because they don't. There's no value of the yayin for the ketanim. Now if the whole thing is just a kol shel bracha, so what's the machlokas? It sounds like the Tanakhama holds that there is an inyan to give the tinokos yayin, and Rabbi Yehuda says there's no inyan to give the tinogos yayin. If the whole issue is kos shel bracha, so then what's this discussion whether the tinogos get a toelus in the yayin or don't get a toelus in the yayin? Says Tosus, mashma de tanakama tzara kos af le tinogos. It sounds like everyone needs a kos shel yayin, and that's the whole machlokis. Is there an inyan of chinuch for the ketanim? Do we have to be mechanich them for dalek kos shel yayin? Rabbi Yehuda says it's not shayach to them, so because it's not shayach to them, there's no chinuch. But it sounds like the ketanim would get their own kos. Certainly sounds like if you had gedolim at the suda, of course they'd be getting their own kos. So even though Tosis in the beginning seemed to posit that for dalet kosos it's enough that everyone is yotzi with the bracha of the balabayis, Tosis seems to conclude at the end that from the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama as to whether tinokos achayv in dalet kosos, whether they have a toelis biyayin or don't have a toelis biyayin, it sounds like everyone's getting their own yayin. Because if they're just being yotzi with the bracha, so we'll be motzi them with the bracha. Well, what does it matter? They don't have to make their own bracha. It sounds like everyone is getting a kosher yayin. V'yesh litchos, Tosis is docha, he pushes this off, he says, d'chayoven lishmo birchas arba kosos ka'amar, hu mishum chinuch. He says, efshim and kenzogin, that maybe you can say that, no, really, we're only talking about the kosher bracha. And the Tanakama, who holds that tinokos, the ketanim, shehigil l'chinuch, ha'shayach, and talakosos, it means they have to hear the kos, they have to hear the bracha l'kos. It's a docha keteretz, right? It's a very difficult answer. It's not the pashup pshat. Pashup pshat is the whole machlokas is whether there's a toelis b'yayin, whether there can be a chinuch b'yayin. We'll see. Mitzvah Shem, when we get to that sugi, we'll talk about it in greater detail. But certainly the pashup pshat in that gemara sounds like it's a function of whether there's a value for the ketanim to have yayin. Are they shayach to chinuch for yayin? They're talking so much about yayin and not about grape juice, probably because they didn't have grape juice at the time of the gemara, because it would have spoiled by then. So they only had yayin. So if the ketanim don't appreciate the yayin, it's a davar mishaker. You know, they don't have a developed taste for wine. So you know, for them it's yachi, as they say, right? So that's why you can claim that maybe there's no chinuch for the ketanim b'yayin. But if the whole idea of chinuch is that they should hear the kosher bracha, they should hear the bracha. So what does it matter if they have a toelis b'yayin? They don't need to drink the yayin. So what's the issue? It's very difficult. Tosis is dichli. It's very difficult to say that. No, the question is whether the chayav lishmoa birchas dalet kosos. Okay, Tosis goes back and forth. In the beginning, Tosis assumes that dalet kosos is all a function of the kosher bracha, but then he brings this raya that he himself is not so sure about. He's docha the raya, but there seems to be a raya from the Gemara that maybe the inyan of dalet kosos is actually to drink the yayin, to have a kosher yayin in front of you, to have a kosher yayin in front of you. Safik in Tosfos. A suffix in Tosis, whether you can just be Yotze Dalet Kosos Midin Shomer Ka'one, or is it necessary for everyone to have a Koshel Yayin in front of them? The Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Ilchus Chomitzu Matzah, Perek Zayin Alochates, in a very famous piece, this is one of the most famous pieces in the Brisker Rav. You know, anyone who wants to be a card-carrying member of Brisk has to know this piece, got another piece of the Brisker Rav in Ilchus Chanukah, about Hidr Mitzvah, the Rambam and the Ramah. These are the pieces that you have to collect them. You have to put them in your back pocket. If you want to be a card-carrying member of Brisk, you don't want to be a card-carrying member, you just want to be a guest, so then you don't have to have that in your back pocket. But you should know it anyway, even if it's not in your back pocket. So the Briskirov quotes Reb Chaim, who asks on Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, Maishna Dalet Kosos Mikiddush Dekol Hashana Kula. Tosis says, of course, the davar poshet that arba kosos is just an inyan in the kosher bracha. To have a kosher bracha, it's the same as kiddush. Kiddush of kol hashana kula, right? Kiddush of kol hashana kula, a person can be yotze midin shemer ka'ona. So why can't you be yotze dalet kosos midin shemer ka'ona, right? That's Tosis's ha'or. So comes the Brisker Rav and he quotes Reb Chaim, the Tata, who asks the kasha, if you have a packet, look on with me, please. He says like this: "Tashamati me'ovi Adoni Mori v'Rabbi Agon Zatzal shetamal divrei Tosfos elu demai inyan arba kosos lekiddush dekol hashana." Reb Chaim frekt, what's he talking about? My inyan zay tzal zay. What does kiddush have to do with dalet kosos? Tosfos bring a raya from Kiddush of Kol Hashana, Svaruhu, that by Dalet Kosel, so all that's necessary is that you have to eat the broch on the kos. Reb Chaim asks, what's he talking about? The Hasam a mitzvah hi ha-barocha. V'zeu ikar ha-kiddush, u'bazav yidina de shomei ka'ona. By Kiddush, the ikar is the broch of avada. So that's why we say shomei ka'ona. Aval ba'aba kosos halo ikar ha-mitzvah hi ha-shtia shel ha-dalet kosos. My shaykh la'otzi bazav. By Dalet Kosos, the ikar is to drink Dalet Kosos. So, how can it be motzi someone else in the drinking? So, the briskerav v'hochiach mizeh Reb Chaim proved from this. The svilu latosos the gam ba'abakosos ein ikra mitzvah b'shtias akosos rak ba'abrocha shal akosos. Reb Chaim says, you see, klar from Tosos. It's clear from Tosos that they assumed that what's the ikar of Dalet Kosos? It's not the shtias Dalet Kosos. But rather, it's the bracha halakos. Even by Dalet Kosos, it's mamish dezel bezach. It's an equation. Kiddush of Kol Hashana and Dalet Kosos is doch the same mitzvah. It's a bracha halakos. Pavi mamish dugmas kiddush de Kol Hashana v'kol kosos shel bracha ad kan dvar. Reb Chaim said it's clear from Tosfos that Tosfos held that Dalet Kosos is mamish the same as kiddush. Kiddush is one of the Dalet Kosos, but the other three kosos also are kosos shel bracha. Right? The second kos is a kos on the Magid section of the Haggadah, but it's a kos on the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu. And the third kos is a kos shel bracha on Birchas HaMazon. And the fourth kos is a kos shel bracha on Hallel. They're all kosos shel bracha. That's clearly how Tosos is learning. That's Reb Chaim's Yisod. That it's real. The ikar is really the bracha, it's not the shtia. The ikar is really the bracha, it's not the shtia. And that's why Tosos can compare Dalet Kosos to Kiddush. Now let's keep in mind that even by Kosos Shel Bracha, there is an inyan of Shtia. Right? Everyone would say that you're supposed to drink from the Kosos Shel Bracha. You're supposed to be toim kimelo lugmav, a cheekful, rov revius in the Kosos Shel Bracha. But that's not because the Iker mitzvah of Kiddush is Shtia Sakos. That's a din nosav, that's an extra halacha. That's what the Gemara says in Erevin that we're going to see. On Daf Mem Amid Beis, Hamavarech Tzorech Shayitom. There's a din in the Kosher Bracha that it shouldn't be a Gnai La Kosher Bracha to show Chashivas for the Kosher Bracha that you're supposed to drink from the Kos. Right? The concept of Kiddush really is three parts. There are three parts to Kiddush. There's Kiddush B'Dvarim. You're supposed to say the words of the Kiddush. That's the Bracha. You're supposed to say the Bracha. Then there's Kiddush Al HaKos, that you're supposed to give a chashivas to the dvarim by saying the dvarim on a kos of yayin. But then there's another halacha that you're supposed to be towing from the kos. Those are three separate halachas. Three separate halachas. The pasha pshat is kiddush balayla on Shabbos is definitely daraisa. But the fact that you have to do kiddush ala kos, that might only be the rabbanan. And the fact that you have to drink from the kos, most rishon, almost all rishonim say that that's only the rabbanan. There's one sheet that maybe that holds that it's daraisa, at least on Kiddush at night, but most Rishon, Tosos on Daf Kuvav, says Beferish that's a din derabbanan. And most of the other halachas are only derabbanan. Even if you say Kiddush bedvarim for Shabbos night, and maybe Yom Tov night is a deraisa, but saying it on a coast to give chashivas to the bracha, that's only midrabbanan. Drinking from the coast, that's a further halacha, that's only derabbanan. But there is such a halacha, Mavarach Tzorach Sheyitam. Hamavarach Tzorach Sheyitam, a person is supposed to drink from the coast. It gives a gives an extra chashivas to the kosher bracha, you're supposed to drink from it. But that's not the ikar mitzvah. The shaila that we have here is, what is Dalet Kosos? Is the ikar mitzvah of Dalet Kosos the drinking of the Dalet Kosos? Or is it just a din of kosher bracha, just like Kiddush, and the drinking is a din nosaf? It's hamavar tzor shiitom, you're supposed to drink from the kos, to show a chashivas for the kos, but that's not the ikar mitzvah. So comes Reb Chaim, and he says, from Tosos you see clearly that the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is kosher bracha. Because if not, right? If not, then we don't understand the Mishnah. We don't understand the Mishnah that the Mishnah says that the Gabbai Tzedakah should make sure that the Ani has Dalet Kosos. But Vosep is the Ani. Everyone needs Dalet Kosos. So this kasha that Reb Chaim asked on Tosfos, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Mekorei Kodesh points out that the Maral and Gvuras Hashem already asked it before him. Let's see the Maral. See the Maral. The Maral came before Reb Chaim. Maral writes, Just one second. Maral in Gvuras Hashem on page 1 in the packet. He quotes Tosus. Uper shu atosus de mitoch haloshem ashu de ein sarach arba kosus kim lebalabayis v'motzi es kulam. De maishna dala kosus mikiddush shel kol hashana. The Maral quotes Tosfos, and he says, "V'lo hevanti dover zeh." I don't understand what Tosfos is saying. "Lo shayach shiyeh motzi es acherim b'dala kosus." How can you be motzi other people in dala kosus? The Maral is very troubled with Tosfos. It's very difficult. The maishna mimatza umora. The kamoshen yochel hoechel hotzi es acher b'matza umora. Kachen yochel hotzi b'dala kosus. The mitzvah derami alehu. The Maral asks, what's the difference between dala kosus and the other mitzvahs halayla? Would anyone say that someone else sitting at the table can eat another kezayis of matzah and be motzi me and matzah? He can eat some more horseradish or whatever, romaine lettuce. He can eat more mar and be motzi me. It doesn't make any sense. It's mitzvah deramya alei. It's his own mitzvah. Every person has to eat the matzah and mar. So every person should have to drink from the dalet kosos. He says, I am tosus rid resh perik beis de kedushin. Tosfos rid? Who? Tosfos rid? Kedushin? What's that, a misprint? Should be Psachim? No, Kedushin. Tosfos rid and Kedushin. What does the Tosfos rid say in Kedushin? So I gave it to you in the chat. For some reason, I can't access it in the chat right now, but I think Daniel sent it out. I think he sent it out in the WhatsApp group, so stummy, you have it. This is a world-famous Tosfos rid that the Maral is quoting. Tosfos Rid at the end of the Sugi of Shlichas on Daf Mem Gimel Amebeis and Kedushin, Tosfos Rid asks a kasha. He says, Yesh Makshim Im Kein L'chol Dvar Mitzvah Yoel HaShliach. Why shouldn't Shlichas work for all Dvar Mitzvah? All Dvar Mitzvah. V'yomar Adam L'chaveh Oshev B'suka Bavuri Hanach Tfilin Bavuri. Maybe someone could say, you know, you sit in the Sukkah for me. Put on Tfilin. You know, it's Shlichas, it's too early for me. Davin, it's too early for me. Why don't you put on Tfilin for me? And I'll come to Seder, I'll join you at Seder. Person will get his chavrusa. You know, this individual is a morning, his chavrusa is a morning person. So he says, you know what, you put on tefillin for yourself, you put on tefillin for me, you'll be motzi me, and we'll come to Seder, and we'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning with a tishrei bite, you know, everything will be great. But you put on tefillin. That doesn't work. You got to put on tefillin yourself. Got to put on tefillin yourself. You got to sit in the sukkah. So you can't have someone do that b'shlichus. Why? If shlucha shel adam kemoso and kola tara kula, so why doesn't it work for tefillin? Why doesn't it work for sukkah, for all mitzvahs? V'lav milzi, says the Tosfos Rid. This is a yesod. Tosfos Rid says, Sha mitzvah shechiva amokom lasos begufo, hechi potter hu al yedei shlucho, v'hu lo yasa klum. You can't potter yourself al yedei shliach in a mitzvah shebegufo. A mitzvah of your guf, you can't do that. What does shlichus work for? The vaday begerishin of a kiddushin mahani. Shlichus works for gerishin and kiddushin. I can make a shliach to write a get for me, to deliver the get to my wife for me, to deliver a kiddushin. Kihua megarish velo ashliach. Who's the megarish? Who's the mekadesh? The meshaleach is the megarish and the mekadesh. What's the shliach doing? The shliach is doing a maisa, but the chalos is relating back to the meshaleach. Whenever the maisa involves a chalos, so then we can say that it doesn't matter that the shliach is doing an action. The action belongs to the shliach, but the chalos relates back to the mishaleach. So that's how shlichus works. Ki hu amegarish v'lo ashliach. Shema kosa v'get, ano ploni patris plonis. The person writes the get. What's he writing? He's not writing that he's divorcing the woman. He's writing that the baal is divorcing the woman. And by kiddushin as well, he says also, v'chein b'truma, who knows in a truma mi peirosav, he's giving truma from the peiros of the balabais. V'chein b'pesach, who ochlo, v'al shmo yishochet v'yizarek adam. In the carbon pesach, who's having the carbon pesach, the dam is being nizrak on behalf of the individual, not the person who's being zareken. The person who's nimna on the carbon pesach is eating. So what that someone else is shechting? He's shechting for that individual, but the person who actually is being yotze the mitzvah, he's the one who has to eat the Karban Pesach. The Tosfos Rid has the yisod that the only time shlichus works is if we want to have a chalos relating back to the mishaleach. The chalos can relate back. You can say that the Karban Pesach was brought on his behalf. So someone else can shech the Karban Pesach. It can be Zorek the Dam. Someone else can bring the get. Someone else can bring the kiddushin. But the chalos relates back to the mishaleach. Avu besukah. Someone else can make the sukkah, but I have to sit in the sukkah. You can't have someone else sit in the sukkah for you. There's no chalos. You either were mekayim the mitzvah. If you did the ma'isa mitzvah, then you're yotze. If you picked up the lulav, you're yotze. You put on tzitzis, you're yotze. You put on tefillin, then you can be yotze. But someone else can't do that mitzvah for you. That's what the Maral is quoting. Maral quotes this Tosus Rid. He says, matzah and morah is a mitzvah deram ya'aleh. What's he saying? He's saying, matzah and morah are mitzvah shebegufo. Matzah and morah are mitzvah shebegufo. The mitzvahs that are totally in the gufa adam. Talit kosis is also totally in the gufa adam, he says. Aye, there's a bracha? Okay, there's also a bracha, but you have to drink the kos. You got to drink the kos. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. If it's a mitzvah shebegufo, you can't be yotze through shlichas. You can't be yotze through a shomer ka'one. It's not like kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah shebedibur. The ikar of kiddush is the bracha. Hamavarch tzarech sheitom is a din nosaf. It's a tosefes. It's extra. It's a din derabbanan on top of the ikar mitzvah. But the ikar mitzvah is the bracha. So if the ikar mitzvah is the bracha, it's a mitzvah shebedibur. Any mitzvah shebedibur, you can be yotze with a shomer ka'one. But Dalet Kosos, Frektim Aral, that's not a mitzvah shebedi, but that's a mitzvah shebegufo. That's like tefillin and sukkah and tzitzis. So there's a mitzvah shebegufo, if the ikar is shtia, then how can I be yotze to shomer ka'one? Someone else is going to do that for me? That's like someone else sitting in the sukkah for me, or eating matzah and marah for me. It doesn't make any sense. U'mashevi rayim in kiddush al kol hashana, hasa mikam milsa lava kosu, el ikar milsa hu ha'kiddush. The Maral says, Kiddush of Kol HaShana, the Iker is not the Kos. What does he mean? The Iker is not the Shtiyas HaKos. The Iker is the Kiddush, the Dibur. Ela She'ein Mekadshin Ela Al HaKos. The Din is, Midrabonin, you have to have a Kos. But that's not the Iker Mitzvah. Iker Mitzvah is the Dibur. So I can be Yotzi, we didn't Shemeh Ka'onah. Kevan Sheshasa Balabaya Shapardami. As long as someone drinks from the Kos, I'm Avar Tzorech Shiyatim, that's enough. I don't have to drink from the Kos. Aval Hocha Iker HaMilsa Hu HaKos, V'lo HaKiddush. The ikar is the kos. What does he mean? The ikar is the shtiyas hakos. Rak shetiknu shekolecha ve'echem en hakosos yaseh alav mitzvah. Havel hakos hu ikar v'lo shayah bazeh shu motzi acher. The ikar is the shtiyas hakos. So if the ikar is the shtiyas hakos, avada, you can't be yotzi through someone else. The Maral leaves it b'tzarachi and he has santosis. He finds it very difficult. Reb Chaim quotes from the Brisker quotes from Reb Chaim that apparently Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that the mitzvah d'al kosis is mamish like kiddush of kol hashana. It's like every other kosher bracha. That the ikar really is the bracha. Ikar is the bracha. It's not the shtia, and that's why shomer ka'onah can work. One individual can be motzi everyone. What's interesting about the Tosfos is that Reb Chaim seems to like stop on the first line of Tosfos. You know, sometimes a rebbe wants to keep it simple. There's a big Tosfos, so he just says, you know what, let's just read the first two lines. Reb Chaim like stops on the first two lines, says, you see, Tosfos holds that Dalet Kosos is like Kiddush of Kol HaShana, that Echad Motzi is Kulam, Adkan. Adkan, you know, you like put a big bracket at the end of Kulam, and that's all we're going to read in Tosfos, right? Yeah, but Tosfos moves on, that's not being honest. Tosfos moves on, he has a whole suffix back and forth. And what's Tosfos' maskana? V'nir lahachmir. That everyone should have a kos for themselves for dal kosos, right? Tosus's conclusion is that everyone should have dal kosos. So it's a little disingenuous, no? Isn't it a little disingenuous the way Reb Chaim presents the Tosfos? That the maskon of Tosus is like dal kosos is the same as kiddush b'chol hashana kula. I don't know. That's what he says in the first line, but read the rest of it. Then he has a whole suffix. Back and forth. Rai is back and forth from the Gemaras, which we're going to get to in Mirtz Hashem. And then Tosfos concludes, V'nir lahachma, that everyone should have Dalet Kosos. So what's Tosfos' maskana? Tosfos' maskana sounds like the Maral, right? Not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, no, Tosfos' Dalet Kosos is like Kiddush. Oh yeah, that's the maskana of Tosfos. Well, what's Reb Chaim assuming? What's he saying here? Reb Chaim assumed that no, really, Tosus' conclusion is that Dalet Kosos is like every other kosher bracha. It's like Kiddush. It's like every other kosher bracha. That is the maskana of Tosus. So what's the suffix of Tosos later? Whether Dalet Kosos, whether everyone needs their own Dalet Kosos or not. That suffix is not about the nature of Dalet Kosos. Tosos wasn't Chosebo. It's not like he made a statement and then he has a suffix. Maybe Dalet Kosos is not a din of Kosher Bracha. It's really Shtias Dalet Kosos. No, that wasn't the suffix of Tosfos. No. Not the suffix of Tosfos. You got to read Tosos carefully. That's not the suffix of Tosos. What's the suffix of Tosos? The suffix of Tosos is, what's the din of Kosher Bracha? Does everyone need their own kos by every Kosher Bracha? Or do we say that by Kosher Bracha, it's enough that one is Motzias Kulam? That's Tosos' suffix. There are two stages to this Tosos. First Tosos is troubled with the fact that from the Mishnah it sounds like the Gabbai Tzedakah only have to give the Balabai's Dalet Kosos. How's that possible? Doesn't everyone need their own kos? So Tosfos begins by saying, look, it's a svara that Dalet Kosos like Kiddush Kol HaShana Kula, Echad Motzias Kulam. Kiddush Kol HaShana is a kosher bracha. It's a svara that Dalet Kosos should be the same. Umiyu, says Tosfos, Gam B'Kiddush Shema Hoya L'Chol Echad Kos K'dimash Melekamon. Tosfos says, but you know, even by Kiddush, I'm not sure that it's enough just to hear Kiddush from someone else. Maybe everyone needs their own kos for Kiddush too. Maybe there's a din even by kos shel bracha that everyone should have their own kos. We'll have to understand why. But that's the suffix of Tosfos. Right? Tosfos is pivoting. First he posits that Dalet Kosos is a din of kos shel bracha, not shtia. It's like Kiddush, it's a din of kos shel bracha. But then Tosfos says, but let's clarify by kos shel bracha itself. Let's raise a question by kos shel bracha itself. What's the din? Is it enough that just to use Shomea Ka'ona to be owed to the mitzvah of a divor? Or maybe everyone should have their own kos, even by kos shel bracha. That's Tosis' suffix. And Tosis concludes on that suffix that maybe taka, even by kos shel bracha, you should really need a kos for each and every individual. He's not sure. That's his suffix. The suffix is not about the nature of Dalet Kosos. No, Tosfos holds Dalet Kosos is a kosher bracha vad. It's like Kiddush of Koshana Kula. There really should be no difference between the two. But Tosfos is a suffix, but what's the din by kosher bracha itself? The dibur, of course you could be yotzim yidin shomer kohana. The bracha? One person can make the bracha for the whole tzibur avada. But even if one person is making the bracha and you're yotzim yidin shomer kohana, is there some halacha by kosher bracha that every individual should have their own kos? That's his suffix. That's the suffix of Tosfos. That's how Reb Chaim understood this Tosfos. Reb Chaim is not just picking on the first line. Reb Chaim is saying, look at the first line. You see, Tosfos makes a statement that he's not chosebo from that. Then he raises a suffix about Kiddush itself, about kosher bracha itself. He's not being chosebo from his understanding of Dalet Kosos. Avada, Dalet Kosos is a din of kosher bracha. And the bracha shebo avada, you can be otzim yidin shomer ka'ona. The question is, By kosher bracha itself, is there some kind of an inyan for everyone to have their own kosher bracha? It's mamish meduyik in Tosfos like that, because Tosfos umiu gam b'kiddush shema hayelachalecha kos. Maybe even by kiddush each one had their own kos. Maybe even by kiddush each one had their own kos. Let's see Tosfos' raya. Let's see why he thinks that by Kiddush each one could have one kos. He says, "K'demashma lekaman gabechazi lahu sava degochen v'shasi." He quotes a Gemara later on in Daf Kuvav, a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mema Mebeis. What Gemara? What's he talking about? What's Tosfos talking about that maybe everyone should need their own kos even by Kiddush? So the Gemara on Kuvav, I apologize in the Marmakomos, I wrote Kuf Amid Aleph. It's Kuvav Amid Aleph. I sent that in the chat also. Or I broadcasted it to the breakout rooms. What Gemara on Kuvav Amid Aleph? Gemara on Kuvav Amid Aleph says like this. Ravashi Ikla L'Machoza. Ravashi came to Machoza. Amr Le Likdish Lon Mar Kiddush Rabba. So they told him, they said, maybe the Rosh Yeshiva will say Kiddush Rabba. He's talking about Shabbos by day. He had never heard of this phrase Kiddush Rabba. Right, this is not in Chumash, Kiddush Rabba. Right, so this is where we see the phrase Kiddush. The Kiddush by day is called Kiddush Rabba. It's not called Kiddush Rabba because it's so long since we have all the psukim. You know why it's called Kiddush Rabba? It's a euphemism. It's the shortest Kiddush possible. It's a bar piagofen. That's the whole thing. The psukim are nice. They talk about Shabbos. It's very nice to say v'shamru and zachar and toshiv or whatever you say. But the ikar, the kiddush, is a birchas hanen, and that's all the kiddush is. Rav Ashi didn't know that. So he didn't know. He felt embarrassed to ask them, what do you mean, kiddusha rabba, right? You know, even he felt like, well, what am I going to, I'm going to ask them? I don't know what they're talking about. So he made a simple svar, right? So Havule, they gave him the kos. So Savar, he said to himself, my new kiddusha rabba. What is Kiddush Rabba? Omar, he said, Michti, let's see. Kol HaBrachos Kulam Bar Piagofen Ami Bereisha. All brachas. Yeah, bracha on Kiddush and a bracha on Bris Milah. Every bracha that we say, there's always a Bar Piagofen in the beginning. First you make a Bar Piagofen, then you make the other bracha. So he said, let me start. So Omar Bar Piagofen V'Agid Bey. So he said a Bar Piagofen V'Agid Bey, and he held on to it. You know, he said the Bar Piagofen. Everyone answered Amen. And he like paused for a moment. He wanted to see what was going to happen. So what happened? Chazia, so he saw Lahusav, he saw that older man, the Gochim Eshasi. So someone came, bent down, and he drank. So Kari Anav Shehechacham Eina Berosha. Rav Ashi said about himself, you see, I was a Chacham. Echacham Eina Berosha. I saw, right, I had the prescience to figure out, let me make the Bar Piagofen, and I'll see if they want an extra bracha, they'll tell me what they want me to say, but maybe that's all they want, because that's all he knew that's the Kiddush that he always made, he just never called it Kiddush Rabba. Then he came to Mechoz, he heard, they called it Kiddush Rabba, right? As a euphemism that it's really such a short Kiddush, but he was so smart. So what do you see from this? Who was drinking? Drinking what? Drinking water? Mistami was drinking wine. Everyone had a kos in front of them. They were just listening to the bracha to one individual, but then everyone was drinking the wine themselves. So says Tosa, doesn't it sound like even by Kiddush you have there's a kos in front of them? Now just one second. Kiddush is a kosher bracha. The ikar of Kiddush is clearly a kosher bracha. Hamavar Tzosh Yitam is an extra halacha. Tosa is bringing a raya that even by Kiddush, every person needs their own kos. Because that's the suffix of Tosas. The suffix is, maybe even by Koshal Bracha, everyone should need their own Kos. Even by Koshal Bracha, everyone should need their own Kos. So that's the Raya that Tosas brings. Avul Beperek Bakol Ma'arvin, but he says, in Erevin though, the Gemara's Mashma, the opposite. Gabizman, Gemara's talking about Shechianu. You make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're not the Sholosh Regalim. They come Mizman Lizman, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not part of the Sholosh Regalim, so maybe you don't make a Brach of Shechianu. So the Askon of the Gemara is Avada we do. Even Yom Kippur we make a Shechianu. Aye, but you don't have a Kos? No, Zman Omra Afilu Bashuk. You can say the Zman even in the marketplace. You don't need a Kos. We put the Shechianu on the Kosha Bracha, the Kos of Kiddush. It's nice because in Kiddush we're talking about the Kedushas Hayom, so that's why we put the Shechianu in the Kos. Yom Kippur, though, there is no Kos. So if there's no Kos, then you can make the Shechianu without the Kos. That's why we make the Shechianu Yom Kippur night without a Kos. But how do we know this? How do you know you make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah? So that's the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara tells a story. Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Says, V'amar Rabba ki avina bei Rav Huna I Bailon. Rabba says, when I was by Rav Huna's yeshiva, his Beis Medrash, we raised the question. Ma'u lomer zman b'Rosh Hashanah u'v'yom ha-Kippurin. Kevan de mizman lizman osi amrina, since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come Mizman Lizman, there's a passage of time that once a year, so maybe we should say Shechianu, just like by the Shalosh Regalim. Odilma came lo Iku Regalim lo Amrina. Well, maybe because they're not called Regalim, they're not part of the Shalosh Regalim, maybe we shouldn't say Shechianu. The Gemara says lo Hava Biyadi. Rav Huna didn't know the answer. Rav Huna didn't know the answer to this question. Interesting. So skipping a little bit, the Gemara concludes, my Havi Allah, what's the answer? Shadrua Rabban and the Rav Yemar Sava Kamei de Rav Chista, the Beis Medrash, the Rabban and the Beis Medrash, they didn't know the answer to this kasha. They know the answer. Every child knows the answer now, because the Gemara gives us what the Hilchasa is. But at the time of the Gemara, they didn't know the answer. So they sent Rav Yemer Sova, the elder statesman, they sent him to Rav Chista, B'mali Yom Adereish Shata. They sent him Erev Rosh Hashanah to Rav Chista. They wanted him. They wanted this Rav Yemer Sova to spend Rosh Hashanah by Rav Chista, and he'd see what the halacha is. Shimush. They were sending him for Shimush. So Amrulei, Zil Chazi Heichi Ovid Uvda. You see how he does. Toim alone and come tell us. So Kichazye, when Rav Chista saw Rav Yemer Sova, he made the following comment. Amalei, Dal Yua Liritiva, Rav Sole Beduchte. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, if you pick up a wet piece of, a wet log, right, obviously you want the place, you want the mokum. What's going on here? What does that do with Shechiyano? Make a Shechiyano on the wet log? No. It means that if you do something that doesn't seem necessary, clearly you have another intention. Someone who picks up a wet log is not going to use it as firewood because it's not going to burn. So what are you picking up the wet log for? You have nothing better to do? You can learn a Tosfos. Like, well, what's obviously you need the spot that the log is sitting in. So he said, look, Rav Yemer Sova came to me, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Like, what's he doing here? Like, he has a place. Like, what? Obviously, he came for some reason. But he didn't want to ask him what he came for. So he says, okay, we'll see what happens. I don't know, whatever. But clearly, he came for a reason. So Zokta Gemara like this, Aisu lekosa dechamra, they brought Rav Chista a cup of wine. Kaddish, he made Kiddish. Va'omer zman, and he said Shechiyanu. And he said Shechiyanu. V'hilchasa, concludes the Gemara, Omer zman b'Rosh Hashanah b'yamakipurim. V'hilchasa zman omer afilo b'shuk. You make Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and you can make it even b'shuk. The Gemara doesn't say, like, if they spoke about it afterwards, you know, why he came, but that's the Gemara. So what happened? They brought a kos in front of whom? You tell me. Who they bring a kos in front of? Rav Chista. Did he have a family? So, Mistama, he had Bnei Bayis there, right? But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Aisu kosa de chamra kameh, right? Aisu le kosa de chamra kodesh. Rav Chista me kiddush. What's this Aisu le? It should be Aisu lifnei kulu. Rav Chista was there. Rav Yemer Sava was also there. Even if Rav Chista didn't have any Bnei Bayis, Rav Yemer Sava was also. Why don't they bring a kos in front of Rav Yemer Sava? It's like a good kasha, right? So Tosa says from the Gemara in Erevin, wow, Mamash like picks it. He picks it, he plucks it out of the sky, right? Catch it is quick save and a beauty. What are they saying in the yeshivas? Right, so he plucked the Gemara out. Tosa says, look at that Gemara, look at the story. Rav Chista gets a cup, he gets a kos. Rav Yemer Sava didn't get a kos at all. Zoktosvis, Avu Beperk Bakoma Avin, Gabizman, Mashmak Tzashalohailachalechad Koso. It sounds like not everyone had the kos because Rav Chista had the kos, but Rav Yemer Sava did not have a kos. Yeah. The ode, another raya, the Amar Begemara, later on the Gemara says, Hishka mehen levana velevnei veso yotza, vehu deshasa ruba dekasa. Gemara and Kuf Chesam Ebez is talking about Dalet Kosas, and it says that if he gives to Bonav and Bnei Beso, he can do it. He's Yotze. He's Yotze Dalet Kosos. As long as he drinks Rav Kos. If he drinks Kim Lo Lugmov, then he's Yotze Dalet Kosos. Vahud the Shasa Ruba the Kos. It sounds like the Makade, the Mavarech is drinking Rav Kos. Mashma Dehem Yotze Bishmir. Dabein and Ruba the Kosa. You need Rov Kos, so we're talking about one Kos. He's Mashke from the Kos to Bonav and Bnei Beso, but it sounds like he's the one who's drinking Rov Kos. Only one person is drinking Rov Kos. They can't drink. You can't have multiple people drinking Rov Kos. There's only one Kos. There's only one Rov. So not everyone can drink Rov Kos. It clearly is Mashke from Daf Kuf Ches that only one person is drinking the Rov Kos. So you don't have Kosos in front of everyone. V'od Mashke lechatchila ein regilos leashkosam. Sounds like that you're not even mashke the Bnei Bayis. Hishka mehen levon if he gave a little bit to drink to other people, that's fine, as long as he drinks Rav Kos. So it sounds like normally you don't give them to drink. Normally there's only one person who has a kos. Wow, that's a raya. A good raya. That only one person has a kos. What kos are we talking about there? Not Kiddush, that's Dalet Kosos. Interesting. Maybe they all have a kos. He's just saying that he's giving from his kosher bracha to the Bnei Bayis. They have their own kosos, but he's also giving them a little bit from his own kos. So the Gemara is saying, but just be careful, you got to leave rov kos for yourself, because if not, you're not going to be otse. They have their own kosos. They're going to drink rov kos from their own kosos, but he's also giving from the main kosher bracha to the Bnei Bayis. So he has to make sure he leaves the rov kos, but they really have their own kos. Inami bevonavu Bnei Bayis oktanim mayri shelo yigiyu lechinuch. Well, maybe we're talking about that it's Bonav and Bnei Beso who are lo higiyu l'chinuch, they don't need their own kos. Really, if they were higiyu l'chinuch avada, they'd have their own kos. Aye, his wife is higiyu l'chinuch, ve'ein ishto b'chlal. He's talking about the Bonav that are not higiyu l'chinuch, the k'tanim. Wow. Whole back and forth. Do we have a raya that by dalet kosos, only one person makes the bracha, only he drinks from rov kos, the others don't have rov kos. Or maybe we can be doche in different ways. And then Tosus concludes that from the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama, Akol Chayovim Ba'arba Kosos, Echanoshim Ve'echatinokos, the whole machlokus, whether Yesh Toelis, Letinokos B'yayin or not, sounds like they're actually drinking from the kos. Then he's doche that raya too. And then Tosus concludes that Nira lahachmir lahatzuch abakosos l'chol echad. A whole back and forth in Tosfos. A sofek. Does everyone have to drink from the kos, or one person can make the bracha for everyone and he can drink and the others don't have to drink? Notice, be careful, be medayek in Tosfos. He has how many rayas? He has a raya from the Gemara Kuvav, a raya from Ervin on Daf Mem, a raya from the Gemara later on on Daf Kuvches, Hishka mehen levanav levnei beso, and another raya kol chayavim ba'arbakosos achanoshim ve'achatinokos. Four rayas. Then notice, two of the rayas are from Kiddush, and two of the rayas are from Dalakosos. What's he mixing and matching over here? What, this is like a kugel? What's he doing? That's the yesod. The suffix of Tosfos is not about the nature of Dalakosos. The suffix of Tosfos is about all kosos shel bracha. Tosfos begins by positing that Dalakosos avada is the din of kosher bracha, just like Kiddush of Kol HaShana Kula. Ad kan, that's it. Reb Chaim's medayek that Tosfos holds that Dalakosos is not a din shtir. The Maral is very troubled with that, but Reb Chaim says from Tosfos, you see clearly that Dalakosos is just a din of kosher bracha, it's not a din of shtir. But Tosfos is a suffix, but maybe by kosher shabracha in general you should need your own kos. And he brings a raya from Kiddush. By Kiddush, Kuvav, Chazi, Lau, Sova, Degoch, and Mishasi, it sounds like everyone had their own kos. But then he's Doche from Ervin, that you see by Kiddush, that they didn't have their own kos. Then he brings a raya to what? He brings a raya from Hishka, Mehan, Levonov, Levnei, Veso, from Dalit kosos, he brings a raya to what? What's his suffix? Mihu, Gabi, Kiddush, Shema, Hoya, Lechol, Echad, kos. He has a suffix. Maybe by Kiddush, each one has their own kos. What's he bringing a raya from Dalit kosos to Kiddush? They're not the same. Like, what's the connection? The answer is, it's all one yesod, it's all one inyan. And his final raya also is from Dalet Kosos. But he's bringing the raya to Kiddush. His suffix is about Kiddush, his suffix is about all Kosos Shel Bracha. Not just about Dalet Kosos. Tosfos doesn't have a suffix. He's not asking a briska chakira. You know, what is Dalet Kosos? Is it Kosos Shel Bracha? Is it a Chova Shtia? No! First Tosfos concludes, Dalet Kosos is a Kosos Shel Bracha. But now Tosfos is a Shaila. What is the din of Kosos Shel Bracha? By kosher bracha, do you need your own kos? Or is it enough just to be yotzei the bracha bidin shomer kohen? And you don't need your own kos. Everyone holds that if it's only a kosher bracha, shomer kohen is enough for the dibur. The question is, even by kosher bracha, maybe everyone should need their own kos. That is clearly how Tosfos is learning. Okay? A suffix by kosher bracha. Okay. Okay. This is all within Tosfos. This is the basic rendition of Tosfos. Will obviously have to get into many of the points of Tosfos, many of the rayas, to deal with them in greater detail. But before we do, let's just take a step back. The Maral asks on Tosfos that how can Tosfos make his statement? How can he say that by Dalet Kosos it's not necessary for everyone to have their own kos? Or better, to say that Dalet Kosos is like Kiddush of Kol HaShana Kula, that it's a kosher bracha, it's not a chov hashtia. How can that be? The Maral says, how can that be? Why is it any different than Matzah Mar? Of course it's a Chov HaShtia. Of course it's a Chov HaShtia? Tosfos says it's not a Chov HaShtia. Where does the Maral come off to assume that people have to drink? So the Emes is, the Rambam already argues with Tosfos. The Rambam is the Mara de Shmaitza who says that maybe there really is a chilek. Maybe there is a chilek. The Biskarov quotes the Rambam. The Biskarov points out, Reb Chaim is Medayak from Tosfos, but the Rambam clearly argues with Tosfos. The Rambam assumes that Dalet Kosos is not just a kosher bracha. What Rambam? Who Rambam? This is the Rambam that we've seen already. We haven't stopped on this point, but we've read the Rambam several times already. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Vav writes that Chazal were mesaken. There's a pasuk v'yosanu hotzi misham v'zacharta ki eved ha'isa, that there's a mitzvah on the Seder night laharos shu'atzma yotzam in Mitzrayim. Lefikach zok the Rambam in Halacha Zayin kishesoid adam ba'layla azet zarech lecho v'lishdos v'meisiv derecheres. It's not just stam a kiyum ba'alma, a person should feel and think he's going out as a ben choren. He has to do something. He has to do actions that demonstrate the derech eres. What actions? Says the Rambam two things. First of all, he has to eat be'aseba. All of the achilu shtia of the leil haseder have to be done be'aseba derech eres. And adds the Rambam v'chol echad ve'echad bein anoshim bein noshim chayev lishtos b'layla zeh arba koso shel yayin. Ein pochas in mehen. Everyone, anoshim ve'noshim, have to drink Dalet Koso Shel Yayin. Rambam is beferish that everyone has to drink the Dalet Kosos. It's a chovas shtias Dalet Kosos. This is not a din of hamavarech tzarech sheyitum. The din nos of the extra, the hiddur, so to speak, right? The din derabbanan. It's not just the hiddur, but the din derabbanan that by a kosher bracha there's a chiyav shtia. No! That is the ikar of the mitzvah according to the Rambam. Zok the Briskira. The ikar of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is shtias Dalet Kosos. Everyone has to drink Dalet Kosos. Why? Why is that the ikar? Of course it's the ikar, because the purpose of Dalet Kosos, according to the Rambam, is to do what? Help me now. The purpose of the Dalet Kosos is what? To demonstrate what? To demonstrate cheres. Right? Exactly. To demonstrate cheres. So, just kosher bracha is not going to be enough. Just to hear the bracha is not going to be enough. You have to demonstrate cheres. The way you demonstrate cheres is by drinking. If you don't drink the yayin, you know, that's not called cheres. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is a chova shtia. That's like the Maral. Right? The Maral is hiding behind the Rambam. He didn't quote the Rambam, but he's hiding behind the Rambam. He's saying there's no different than matzah and mar. But why is it no different than matzah and mar? Look, matzah, ba'erev tochlu matzah, so of course you got to eat the matzah, right? Chova sachila. But how do you know what Dalet Kosos is? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, of course, it's a chova shtia. Of course, it's a chova shtia. So if it's a chova shtia, avada, each and every individual has to drink. It's not enough just to listen to someone else say the bracha and he should drink and I'm not going to drink. Avada. Avada, I should have to drink myself, because if not, I'm not showing the cheres. The Rambam would say, there is no comparison between Dalet Kosos and Kiddush or Kol HaShana Kula. Kiddush or Kol HaShana Kula, avada, is a kosher bracha, but Dalet Kosos is a chova shtia on each and every individual to show the cheres. So of course, the ani and all of his bnei bayis, everyone. Everyone has to have the Dalet Kosos. Because if they don't have the Dalet Kosos, they're not going to be yotze. Without the shtia, you're not going to be yotze. If you don't drink from kiddush, yotze kiddush, you just weren't yotze. Hamavarech tzarech sheyitam. But if you don't drink from the Dalet Kosos, according to the Rambam, you haven't been yotze anything. You've missed the ikar. Because the whole purpose of the Dalet Kosos is to demonstrate cheres. Now, at first glance, this approach of the Rambam is really licked in the vert of the Gemara. The Rambam really got this from the Gemara. Which Gemara? Where did the Rambam get this from? The Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Kemat almost beferish says what the Rambam claims. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis is talking about Kos Shlishi, the Kos of Birchas Hamazon. It says, Mazgulo Koshlishi Mevarech HaMazona. Koshlishi is on Birchas HaMazon. But what does the Gemara say? Amalei Rav Chanan LeRava, Shema Mina Birchas HaMazon Tunakos. Rav Chanan says to Rava, what does the Mishnah teach me? Mazgulo Koshlishi Mevarech HaMazona, that the Koshlishi is on Birchas HaMazon. So, why are you bringing a Kos on Birchas HaMazon? Like, what's the... Do you have a Kos on Birchas HaMazon? See, he says, obviously, the Mishnah is telling us that Birchas HaMazon tuna Kos. You're supposed to have a Kos on Birchas HaMazon. Supposed to have a Kos on Birchas HaMazon. Lamaisa, people don't have a Kos on Birchas HaMazon. Yayin wasn't so matzoy. And this is a discussion of poskim why we don't do this. Pashup shot is that yayin wasn't so common. So in a place where yayin isn't matzoy, maybe there's no chiyuv to have bechas hamazon on the coast. Some are machmer, and they say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since yayin is more matzoy, maybe taka you should have bechas hamazon on the coast. But during the week, it's not as matzoy. Even in our circles, most people are not drinking wine during the week. So maybe even though physically there's plenty of wine around, but it's not called a davar matzoy because no one wants to drink the wine. Right? No one's looking to drink wine during the week. So maybe it's not called a davar matzoy, that's why we don't have bechas hamazon on the coast during the week. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, many people hold you should have bechas hamazon on the coast. Interesting discussion. But that's the kasha. Rav Chanan asks Rava, don't you see for the Mishnah bechas hamazon is tuna kos? So what does Rava answer? Listen up. Amalei, Rava responded, no. There's no raya that bechas hamazon is tuna kos. Arba kosi, tokinu rabbonan derecheres. Kol chad bechad navid be mitzvah. What's he saying? Rava answers, no, dalet kosos the chachamu masakin derecheres. So kol chad bechad navid be mitzvah. We're going to do a mitzvah on each one of the dalet kosos. What's he saying? So comes the Brisker Rav and says, you know what this Gemara is telling us according to the Rambam? It's mamish what the Rambam says. What's the ikur of the Dalet Kosos? What's the ikur and what's the tefil? The Rambam learned this Gemara that the Rav is responding, the ikur of the Dalet Kosos is derecheres. Shesiyah derecheres. You got to drink derecheres. So the ikur is the shtiyah. But we put it on different sections of the Seder. We have a kos on Kiddush and a kos on Haggadah and a kos on Bechas HaMazon and a kos on Hallel. So Rav is just saying that don't bring me a raya that Bechas HaMazon requires a kos. Yeah, we're going to do a mitzvah on every one of the dalakosas. The ikkar of the dalakosas is the shesiyah derecheres. But while we're at it, we might as well make it into a kol shabracha too. We might as well link it to some mitzvah that we're doing on the Seder night. But that's tofel to the ikkar. The ikkar is the shesiyah derecheres. The Brisker Rav says that the yesod of the Rambam is really lying in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the ikar? Arba kosi tokina rabbana derecheres. The ikar is shesiyah derecheres. But kol chad v'chad, navi be'mitzvah. We're gonna do a mitzvah on it too. We'll make it into a kol shabracha too. But the ikar is the shesiyah derecheres. What's Tosis going to respond? Tosis claims that Dalet Kosos is really kol shabracha. So how's he going to understand that Gemara? Gemara seems to be saying Arba Kosi Tokina Rabbana Derecheres. The Ikar is the Derecheres, the Shesiyah. Rav Tzipa Pesach Frank in his Sefer Mekorei Kodesh wants to suggest that, according to Tosis, the Gemara reads as follows: the Gemara is just trying to bring a raya that there's no that it might be that Brichas HaMazon doesn't require a kos. Why does Brichas HaMazon not require a kos? Because the Dalet Kosos are instituted on different mitzvahs. Chazal instituted Dalet Kosos as a special mitzvah on the Seder night. Why do they institute the Dalet Kosos? Derecheres. Chazal want us to have more Kosos Shel Bracha on the Seder night. That's the Derecheres. The Derecheres is not the drinking of the Kos. The Derecheres is the fact that we don't have just Kiddush here. We have Kiddush and we have a Kos on Haggadah and a Kos on Brichas HaMazon, a Kos on Hallel. We have multiple Kosos Shel Bracha. Who's having so many Kosos Shel Bracha? Oh, because the Chashuv Emil. Because of Derecheres, the Derecheres is the time. It's the reason for why Chazal were Mesaken multiple Kosos Shel Bracha. The Ikar, according to Tosus, is not the Shesiyah. It's not that the Gemara is saying, no, Arba Kosi Tokina Rabbana Derecheres, Chazal Mesaken Shesiyah Derecheres, and while we're at it, let's link it to the mitzvah. No, it's one statement. Arba kosi tokina rabbanan derecheres. Chazal were mesakin derecheres. De kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. Chazal were mesakin multiple koso shel bracha on the Seder because they wanted to be mesakin more koso shel bracha to demonstrate the cheres. We have more koso shel bracha to demonstrate the cheres. But what's the ikar? Is the ikar shesiyah? No, there's no mention of shesiyah here at all. The tam hatakana that Chazal added more koso shel bracha is because of derecheres. But the nature of the mitzvah is just kosos shel bracha. Okay, so there are two ways of reading this Gemara. The Rambam has one way, that the ikar of the mitzvah dalet kosos is the shesiyah derecheres, even though the word shesiyah is not mentioned in the Gemara, that's what it means. The ikar is shesiyah derecheres, and kol chad v'chad nave b'mitzvah is like extra, that's like tofel. Once we're doing shesiyah derecheres, let's link it to parts of the Seder, let's make it into kosos shel bracha as well. But Tosis learned Fakir. Tosis says, no, the Iker of the Dalakosis is Koso Shel Bracha. Koso Shel Bracha. But why will the Chachamim misakin so many Koso Shel Bracha on the Seder night? Derech Eris. Not for the Shasiyah. Derech Eris. They wanted to have more Koso Shel Bracha because then you show a certain Chashivas. You show that a person is a Ben Chorin. He's having multiple Koso Shel Bracha. So that shows more Cheris. But the Iker, according to Tosus, is really that it's a Koso Shel Bracha. So there's a major machlokas we see between Tosus and the Rambam. What's the nature of the Din of Dalakosos? Is Dalakosos really a Koso Shel Bracha, like every other Koso Shel Bracha, like Kiddush of Kol HaShana Kula? Tosus has this other suffix that we're going to have to talk about a little bit further. This suffix of Tosus, whether every individual should have their own Kos, even if it is a Koso Shel Bracha. Or do we say once it's a Koso Shel Bracha, then it's enough that the Baal HaBayis has the Koso Shel Bracha, and no one else needs that Koso Shel Bracha? But fundamentally, Tosus holds that Dalakosos is a Koso Shel Bracha. Four Koso Shel Bracha. The Shasiyah is extra, based on Hamavarach Tzarech Shayitim. It's not an essence, it's not the essence of the Din of Dalakosos. That's Tosus Shita. The Rambam, by contrast, disagrees, and he says the Iker of Dalakosos is actually the Shasiyah Derech Eris. That's the Iker. That's the Iker of the Din of Dalakosos, according to the Rambam. We'll have to get back to this Chakira, to this Machlokas, Tosus and the Rambam, when the Sugyas continue on Daf Kuf Ches. Tomorrow we're going to look at other aspects of this Tosus, but keep this Yisod, this Machlokas, Tosus and the Rambam in your back pocket. A question, a Machlokas, as to how to understand the Din of Dalakosos. Is it a Koso Shel Bracha? Is it Shasiya Derecheres? What's the Iker of the Dalakosos? When we do the Sugya on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis in a little while, in a few weeks, Mitzvah Shem, after Yom Tov, so then we're going to come back and read the other parts of the Brisker Rav. It's a big piece. We're going to have to read the other parts of the Brisker Rav. There are many, many other issues that might hinge on this question. We've just basically developed the fundamental Yesodos, the basic Rayas, but we're going to have many Nafgemina Lemaisa to this question as to whether Dalakosos is actually a Koso Shel Bracha, that's really all it is, or is it a Din of Shasiya Derech Eris? For tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go to the other parts of Tosus to look at the concept of Shomea Ka'ona and how Tosus understood it, this issue, the suffix of Tosfos, whether even for Koso Shel Bracha, each one of the Shomim needs their own Kos, or do we say that by other Koso Shel Bracha, perhaps it's enough that the Mavarich has a kos, and it's not necessary for the Shomim to have their own kosos.